USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on concerns about a trade war with China. Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury chief, says
we have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin saying on Fox News Sunday.
And the framework includes their agreement to substantially reduce the trade deficit by increasing their purchases of goods. We also discussed very important structural issues that they're going to make in their economy to make sure that we have a fair ability to compete there.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election could reportedly be over at the end of the summer. President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani saying over the weekend that Mueller's investigation is expected to end by September 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Hillary Clinton returning to Yale, where she graduated in 1973, to deliver this year's Class Day speech on Sunday and lamenting the nation's current political divide.
The truth is, our country is more polarized than ever. We have sorted ourselves into opposing camps, and that divides how we see the world.
Former President George H.W. Bush is now in Maine, where he's expected to spend the rest of the summer in Kennebunkport. Dozens of well-wishers lining the streets to welcome his motorcade in Dock Square yesterday. The 93-year-old former president was previously recovering at his Texas home after contracting an infection that had spread to his blood and kept him hospitalized for weeks. Officials confirming the first lava-related injury from the Kilauea volcano. A man was standing on the third-floor balcony of his home on Saturday when the eruption sent lava into the air, splattering his leg, causing severe injuries. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
In Gaston County, North Carolina, a man's facing charges after he allegedly drove his car into a restaurant, killing two people in his own family. They say Roger Self intentionally drove into the Surf and Turf Lodge about 30 miles west of Charlotte, killing his own daughter, Caitlin Self, and his daughter-in-law, Amanda Self. Roger Self charged with two counts of murder. He'll be in court this afternoon. A U.S. District Court judge dismisses a case filed by a former Fox News anchor, that judge rejecting wiretapping claims from Andrea Tenteros. She had premised her allegations on malware being placed on her computer, attempts to wipe her BlackBerry device, and the surreptitious recording of women in the wardrobe department of that cable news network. Tenteros alleging the surveillance by the cable news channel occurred after its top executive sexually harassed her. In his ruling, the judge said that Tenteros' complaint was based primarily on speculation and conjecture. Daniels held that Tenteros had not shown that her computer was actually hacked, only that Fox News had the capability to monitor her computer. She also failed, the judge said, to show that Roger Ailes, the late former CEO of the network, had actually monitored her while she was changing clothes. And in France, men now face fines of as much as $900 if they're caught catcalling or making inappropriate comments to women. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.